friends, Romans, countrymen. It's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Hello, how are you, Zoe?
I'm well. How's it going, Rachel?
I'm very good. We're not alone in the studio this morning, though.
No, we've got two wonderful guests. We've got Sarita Das and Bridget Costello from two separate plays that are on or going to be on at the moment. We'll start with Sarita. Your show, Perfect Shade, is on at Basement. You've got two shows left. First off, can you go into a little bit of detail about the piece's title, Perfect Shade, and what it means and how it relates to the show?
Yes, I can. Kia ora. So Perfect Shade is, it's an amalgamation of like personal stories of mine and some other people's about colorism and race. I don't want to tell you what the title's about because you'll have to come to the show.
Spoilers.
But what I can say is that it's very confronting. I think I've had lots of really, really, really good feedback from the last three nights from Pākehā people and people of color who've all felt really confronted. And so if you come on over, feel confronted. But like also in like a deeply like satisfying and relevant and validating way if you're a person of color. But like also just good stuff to hear.
Totally. Yeah.
All my Pākehā workmates came and they all sat in the far corner the other night and they were all like white and blonde and like mostly blue eyes and they're all like, what a good show for us to see.
Yeah, it is. So. It's true though, and it's nice to have, I guess, lots of people saying to you for many different reasons, yeah, that was important to watch. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm grateful that people are being really vulnerable with their feedback, so that's meme. It's really nice.
Yeah. And can you tell us a little bit about yourself and also how the show came to be? How did this all happen?
It all started with a poem.
Oh, nice.
This lame poem that I wrote like 2 years ago when I was branching out, all my feelings were coming out. I was sitting on the top of on the rooftop of my house in Bangladesh, and just like we're under house arrest in Bangladesh most of the time because as a person in a female body, you can't just like go and walk around by yourself. Mm. So I basically just like am sitting in a house for a month, watching shitty TV and writing shitty poems. And I wrote this poem called Perfect Shade. And then since then, over the last 2 years, I've tried like incorporating it into like a lot of different things and it hasn't stuck. So I submitted it for Ideas of Residence for the Basement's program. And
amazing,
we got in. And Me. Now we have a show.
And like you talk about trying it out through different things. You're a jack of many trades. You're also a musician. You do drag. What are the similarities or differences performing a show that's, you know, purely one thing, say a music performance, and a show like Perfect Shade, which presents itself through many mediums?
It's a really, really multifaceted question. I think the most terrifying thing for me to do is to perform my music because I still really hate it. And I'm not saying that in a self-deprecating way. There's one song that I really, really like because it's the most recent one.
Nice.
But like everything else just makes me like cringe.
Yeah.
So having to perform that on stage is really scary. But like you just have to kind of do it.
You got to push yourself out of out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So what was the question?
I don't even know anymore.
What is the question?
For a show, like Perfect Shade, it, from what I've heard, is you do music.
Yes.
You tell stories.
Yes.
How is that more freeing than doing a show that's just music?
Or? Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm. I think there's a an allowance to show different sides of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But it is kind of scary having just all your art in one 55-minute piece.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, it's fucking terrifying. Can I say fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's fucking terrifying. And very, like, there's two things. It's like, you can't really fuck up because it's all just your own stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you also are really, really vulnerable to people's feedback because this isn't some crazy work. This is just basically
your
life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
like I said, people have been very kind
good
with their feedback. So yeah, it's a There's no drag in the show. I'm sorry to break that to people, but like the poster kind of looks like there is, and we have to like submit a picture like 6 months beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
So you're like, this could be what I might do in 6 months. Who knows? Yeah.
And Julia, my producer, was like, this is a strong image. Get this in there. And I was like, okay. Oh, shit, there's no drag in the show. All the like queers are going to be so upset, but I do... I say the word queer in the show like twice, so that's good enough for Pride Week, right?
There we go. Perfect.
And you've described the show as an investigation into colorism in South Asia, and in general. How do you think colorism varies between South Asia and here in Aotearoa?
I think race stuff is relevant, and there are relatable aspects all over the world. If you're colonized, we have something in common. Yeah. But I think when it comes to colors, and there is different stories in America, there's different mm-hmm. stories in Africa, there's different stories in East Asia, there's different stories yeah. in South Asia, there's different stories in China, Singapore, Thailand. Like, we all have... I'm just going to give you a slight snippet of the show. Mm. Basically, just like... countries all over the world use skin lightening products, but there is an undeniable correlation between the countries that use them and the ones that were brutally colonized by Europeans.
Right, yeah.
So I think there is that level of, and even if you don't know my exact story, there is a related aspect in there.
Totally.
From somewhere which has had that element.
So if people want to come and see this show, which sounds pretty amazing, by all means, Sarita, where and how can they go do that?
So it's at Basement Theatre for two more nights. You can buy tickets at the door or through Basement Theatre's website. Lower Grays Avenue, Auckland CBD.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
8 p.m. tickets between $20 and $27.
Yep.
Mint. Yep. That's
Thank
a bargain.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Now, on to show number two, which opens this Tuesday.
Hello.
Hello, Bridget
Costello. Welcome. So your show, you're directing it.
Yes.
And it's The Works of William Shakespeare by Chicks, or as we just discussed out there, like either Cheeks for like Aussie or like Chicks.
Cheeks.
Yeah. Originally Cheeks, and now it's a bit more Chucks.
Chucks.
Yeah. I'm so happy you're here to talk about this version of Shakespeare, because as Rachel knows, during the summer slumber, it was just... you know, Shakespeare over and over again, but this is such a fresh take on it. Can you tell me a little bit about the show? And
Sure. So it brings together five women from quite diverse backgrounds, mm-hmm. and they have all come together to a hypothetical community college called Aspirational Community College,
nice.
And are doing their level 6 applied theatre course. And this is their final assessment. It's going to be on at Q Theatre. Over the course of the show, they present 7 different excerpts from Shakespeare, but they also discover this mysterious diary, which predicts which kind of gives evidence that maybe Shakespeare's plays were written by women. Yeah, so that's like a discovery throughout the show, but overall it's pretty much a clown show. It's a lot of fun, and it riffs on some of the ideas in the Shakespeare plays.
Fantastic.
And this has been happening, I think it's since 2006, you said.
Yeah,
you
know, so it was written 2006.
And it keeps coming back for
yeah.
more.
Yeah, so the most recent production was at the Sydney Fringe 2 years ago.
Cool. So that's the Cheeks.
That's the Cheeks, right. Yeah, that's absolutely like Kath and Kim, like
nice.
Shakespeare by Cheeks. But yeah, we've had the playwright's blessing to update it to a 2020
Sweet.
Kiwi version.
Mm.
So it'll make a lot more sense to a Kiwi audience, hopefully.
And with scandals, I love that,
scandals.
Ooh, here we go.
Such as the Pop-Up Globe announcing a couple of years ago that they were going to use an all-male cast.
Mm.
I know. Spicy takes and stage direction. and, you know, it was the somewhat of an uproar that it caused. What do you think the relationship between Shakespeare and feminism is? If
Good.
There is one,
well,
if
yeah,
there isn't.
That's a really juicy question that I could talk about for quite a long time.
Here's my thesis.
I see the value of Shakespeare these days as pretty much being a conversation between the past
mm-hmm.
and an ever-changing present. And I think that it's really interesting for us to look at these plays through a feminist lens and try and uncover like their worth and their value to us here and now.
Cool.
Nice.
I think that's a great thesis statement.
That is a great,
I'm ready to read the rest of the essay.
And do you... Oh, I guess you just answered that question. Shakespeare is so adaptable in many ways, and now it's adapted into this awesome Fringe show.
Yeah, and I think this show you might not expect the way that the Shakespeare is being presented.
Right, that's really
so cool. We've been quite playful in the presentation of it. There's a little bit of drag in there.
We go. You're still in Sarita's drag, right? If we want to come and see this, though, where can we go and check it out?
You can buy your tickets at the Q Theatre website, and it's on at Q Theatre down in the vault.
Good spot.
And it's a great spot. It's a real party sort of show. It's on at 10 p.m. each night. We preview on Tuesday, so that's your cheap half price tickets, and then Wednesday to Saturday is our season.
Fantastic. Thank you
awesome.
All so much for coming up.
That was amazing.
You're
such
welcome.
Cool shows that are on. Fringe is such a good time.
Sure. So much good theatre.
Yeah.
That was your stage direction this morning. Thank you very much, Zoe. Thank
Not
you, Sarita.
Problem.
Thank
Anytime.
You, Bridget.
Thank you.
That was stage direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
That was fantastic.